This is a HeadGum Original.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Still a lot to throw, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
You're sickening, girl. You're this, you're that, you're gaggy, girl. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Mono Agapian, a girl who just learned three languages. I didn't know that. Apparently, I'm trilingual. I can speak English, Spanish, and beep. I'm joined here today by my sister.
If only there was a visual component to this podcast, you could see me rolling my eyes. I don't know if you can hear my eyes scraping the back of my eye sockets, but
I honey, could. I did hear
with
it. With
a podcast
you're
hosted by Mono Agapian, you best believe.
I did hear your dry ass eyes rolling in the back of your skull. I did.
Oh, kind of like your vagina.
That's where they filmed the show Weeds. We talked about that last week, of course. I called it the number one most accidentally funny.
It is.
Put your lighters up. Are there any others? I just want to, as another Drag Race historian, is there anything we missed or anything
about? You got all the favorites. I was going to be so mad if you didn't incorporate Madame LaCruz.
I think I did. I did.
Yeah,
I
didn't, you did. You did.
Did I?
Oh, I think you did. And if not,
I don't know if I did. Ooh.
Honey, prison.
Well, that was a chock full episode of that one episode in particular, because I think actually I talked about that episode, but I think I specifically talked. I didn't talk about Madame LaCruz's British accent, which is one of the best things ever.
I actually talked
about Kenya Michaels, kind of like a de schmell.
Rue says you
liked the smell. That also has Milan. Poor Milan, who's like a very talented person, but is just they're like, stop looking at the ceiling, you idiot.
They were just so rude to her.
They didn't like her.
No, they just didn't like her.
People, of course, some listeners brought up Vanjie. These are good ones, of course. Vanjie, we forgot
Vanjie
about.
And the Good God Girl Get Out challenge.
Yes.
Yes.
And just the original Vanjie, you know, like leaving,
yeah,
you know.
True.
The original.
I would
leaving.
Add. I don't think you added anything from 16. I would include Safira's Fisher Price tits.
Yes. Okay, we did. We did. We did include tiny tits in the honorable mention, I swear.
Oh, okay. Work. Okay.
And a special shout out to someone who said, this is also one of my favorites. I can't believe I forgot about it. Mystique Summers blaming Mexican cartels.
Yes.
For why she wore ugly pants on the runway. Very good.
What did she say?
She was like, the gangs in Mexico were acting up that week, and my mom was in Mexico, so that's why I wore pants on the runway. Okay. Well, okay, we're here today, Oscar. And also, someone's mentioned Stacey Lane Matthews wearing the Heather's necklace. After Raja gives her the Heather's
yes.
necklace.
Oh, that is iconic. That's a deep-ass cut. Whoever said that?
We love a
You're
deep cut.
You're a fan of the show.
We're fans. Oscar, hi.
Oh,
okay, before we get into this, I want to say right now, there are only a few tickets left for our iconic show available.
That's very true. Yes. Mono and I host a literal icon, a staple of the Los Angeles queer community theater. And yes, it is community theater.
Period.
And it's called Bad Drag Race, honey. And what is the show about?
Girl, it's the crunchiest drag competition in the Americas. And right now we have all winners of past seasons competing to be the worst of the worst. Mama, it is on May 18th, 10:30 p.m. at the Dynasty Typewriter. Get your tickets right now. They're in the link below. Don't miss it. And stay tuned because there might, maybe, might be a live stream ticket option for the first time ever.
And if you are not watching the show, you got no excuse now.
No.
You could be living in freaking Australia, honey, and you could watch the show.
No, you got no excuse. So get click clack whether you come in person. I recommend
you spurping like a trickle like a what? What was that?
Spurping like a trickle like a. That, oh, wait, that is another accidentally funny moment. Coco Montrese's earnest orgasm.
Absolutely. There's so many.
She's wild. Are you watching Drag Race Untucked, Down Under, Untucked, Down Under?
What?
I mean, the Drag Race Untucked live Vegas review, Vegas review Untucked.
No, I don't. I do not watch that.
It's kind of funny.
Is anyone getting eliminated?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Because if girls ain't getting eliminated, mob, I ain't interested. Oscar, tell us what else. So come to Bad Drag Race. Tell us what else is happening in your life right now.
Well, you're on like, you know,
you're on a lot of things.
I'm in a lot of things. I got my fingers in a lot of pies. but mostly I am a host of a podcast called Your Evangelist.
Ooh,
I know some
yes.
of y'all out there are also listening to the podcast. And for that, I thank you.
I appreciate you.
I love you.
Yes.
So to the Drag Her fans who also listen to the Your Evangelist fans, love ya. Love you, babes. And it's just a Eurovision Song Contest podcast where we talk any up-to-date news about the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest and Eurovision's past. Bitch, we got to get you on the show. We tried, honey.
But I know. Scheduling,
mama's busy.
Scheduling was crazy. How are y'all weighing in on the controversy around like Ollie Alexander and stuff like that?
We did. We talked about it. We have two episodes where we talked about the Israel controversy. And yeah, you should listen to those. It's
that sounds like hot bubbling tea.
Yeah.
That sounds like Boba Tea coming out of a cape at the season 16 finale. That's what that sounds like.
Not the Boba Tees.
Not the Boba Duke. okay, fun. We're going to listen to that. Is there any news? We're still like every country still in because we're both pulling for Greece.
Yes, Greece is my number one to win.
Zadie
turns
work.
Out not really a lot of people's favorite, but weird.
That's so shocking to
me. I know. Girl, you know, it's always weird. You know, I'm a big fan of the Netherlands. I'm a big fan of, you know, Croatia, I think, might have the win this year.
Wow.
You know, Italy is also a contender, but they just won. I mean, give them a break. Give it to,
Croatia. Won for,
they've
like,
never
rock.
Won before.
Ew, they, like, won for rock, right?
I know,
Ew.
So straight. Even though everyone is bi in that group.
Okay, work.
I mean, they're European, so it's like,
oh,
is anyone
girl.
Really straight over there? I don't know.
No, they're just sex. They're just pure
exactly.
sex.
Exactly.
Oh, I just followed this account. I shouldn't have followed this account. Oh. Where it's literally just a man with a big old meat in tiny shorts.
Oh.
And he just records a lot of videos where he's wearing tiny shorts and you can see his like his oh. junk in the underwear poking out the bottom of the shorts.
Oh my God, his oink oink.
Yeah, girl.
He got
his,
that oink oink.
He got that.
Oh, it's feeding time.
See, this is why
wait,
I don't
tell me the
deserve.
Account.
Okay, I'll have to find it. I forget the name, but I'll share it with you. Okay, I didn't know you're a oink oink. I thought you were a Christian woman.
I do thirst follow. Well, okay, I don't thirst follow like celebrities necessarily. There is one person that Instagram is just dying to get me to follow, and it's a heavily tattooed man from Brooklyn with glasses and a mustache, and I'm like, okay, yes,
you.
Okay, very, very cute that now this machine knows the kind of person I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know what, just for spite, because I'm an Aries like that, I'm like, you're not gonna tell me who to
right.
follow algorithm.
Oh my God.
So I just won't do it.
Girl, if someone said, come into this bomb shelter. The bomb is coming. I'm trying to save your life. You would say, get those shelters away from my face.
Yes, yes, exactly. But you would never say that. So I'd be in there with you.
Yeah, no, I'm a follower. I would be like, girl, let's go. bitch. Okay, Oscar, we're here for a very important countdown. I said to myself, who can do this countdown with me? And this is a big one. We are going to attempt to rank the top 10 worst calls in Drag Race herstory.
Now, define worst calls.
Bad
What does
calls.
Webster say about it?
Bad calls. Webster defines bad calls as anytime any decision, decisive decision, I would say most commonly given by a judge or RuPaul, the worst decisions that were made in an episode. This can include bogus eliminations, bogus lip sync wins, bonus challenge wins. Mm. I'll even say winners of seasons.
Okay, so does that extend to production as well? Because I got a couple of production bad calls.
I love that. Okay. I love that. Absolutely, okay. Production bad calls works. Bad calls. And sorry, we're being mean. We're calling out the show. Sometimes I'm calling out the judges. Sometimes I'm even calling out the girls, being like, that was a bad call.
Oh, not the dolls.
The dolls themselves. I have one that's definitely me telling one of the dolls that was a bad call.
Oh.
So that's what I think a worst call is. What, anything you want to expound on that? What else you consider a bad call?
You know, I would say, just in terms of, like, to me, I will extend queens being done dirty by production because, you know, it's all how you clip, cut, and paste the show together, mama.
Girl.
So I would include that. I would include just like horrible stains on the franchise. But you know what I'm not including? I'm not including, and I don't know if you're, we can cut this out if this is a number that you're, but if Sherry, you know, I don't want to talk about Sherry Pine no more.
I considered talking about her, and then I did this. I had made the same call. And
okay,
I was like,
great, awesome. Because that to me feels like I don't want to. I just don't want to bring that kind of energy into this fun little podcast.
I agree. She won Gay's Anatomy. I think maybe.
Yes, she did.
Yuck! She did. And I almost made the list. Or I was like, but no.
Yeah. A bad call because we saw the episode.
It was a bad call. There was a lot of people who did good in that challenge, and I was like. Mm-hmm. Even Jan. Yeah, I fucking said it.
I thought Jan was going to win that episode.
But, you know, and so did Jan. And Jan was done dirty. She's always been done dirty.
Sorry, I thought Aiden Zane was going to win that episode.
Ho! Boo! Aiden Zane. What a gem. A gorgeous doll online.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to attempt to rank the top 10 worst calls in Drag Race history. Okay. Of course, talk about it, discuss it, disagree with me. Mm-hmm. I know you will.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think number 10 is, Miss Oscar?
Okay, so I will initiate the countdown by putting number 10. We're going back way, 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 way back in time.
Okay.
To a little Vaseline-covered season called Season 1.
Oh, okay? My God. I bet this was almost on my list. Uh-huh.
Ooh. Okay, and we're talking about bad calls made by the judges panel.
Yes.
I think a queen was saved where she should not have been saved because the other queen did far superior.
Yes.
And somehow...
Vroom, vroom.
That part, honey.
I knew it.
Okay, so number 10... is the Rebecca Glasscock versus Jade lip sync Would I Lie to You by the Eurythmics. The wrong queen was given safety.
Oscar, I had this on my list. So I'm so, this, and this was on my tight short list where I was like, I have like an alternate list and a tight list. I'm so glad that you said this.
And I'll tell you why it's on the list.
Say more.
Because it is the first season. And listen, Jade ate that lip sync up, honey. Mm-hmm. She is the first queen in the history of the franchise to do a split. Come on, you gotta honor.
Yeah.
You have to honor that. And also, if you want to talk about drag is not a contact sport, honey, Miss Glasscock was throwing hands on poor Miss Jade throughout that whole number.
The whole time. Okay? The whole time. And Rebecca No, and that I remember that making me feel crazy. But this is why the producers have always been genius. And to be honest, they've always understood the show. They always understood that this show is about agitation, confusion, conflama. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, Rebecca is too good. She's our villain. She's our villain.
Yeah.
She's such a fun villain. And I mean, no one else. And the fact that everyone can't stand her and wants her to go home is even better.
Yeah. But yeah. It just sucks that Jade was the casualty of that ire. Do you know what I mean? It sucks. Like, you know, Rebecca Glasscock made it to the finals. And listen, the faces beat the mug. Correct.
Yes.
But in terms of lip sync ability, mama,
the
where?
Talk?
Let's look, honey. Let's look.
Yeah, no, but I'm 100% with you. And it gave us one of those, the most iconic talking heads, which is Jade saying, Rebecca is the fakest bitch I've ever met in my life, which is iconic. And we just don't get talking heads like that anymore.
We don't.
Oh, she was done so dirty.
She was done so dirty. Justice for Jade. I want to see Jade in an All-Stars Jade, honey, do you still do drag? I hope you do.
I hope so.
Your tuck was meaty and your lip sync's fierce. So
there you go. And she's still like gorgeous. I sometimes bump into her on the Instagram. And I mean, like looking at pictures of her. And she still snatched all the fucking way down. Aging like cheese, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Smelly.
Ooh. Okay. Wow. That's a good number 10. That's very, very good.
I know.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me. Wow, number 9. Is it time for number 9?
It's time for number 9.
Oh my god.
What is it? I'm dying to know.
Controversial. I'm going to throw this right out there because it's shocking. It's shocking and it's one that people don't think about very often. Mm-hmm. And it's still very old school. In season 3.
Oh, we're going way back. We're going vintage these two. Okay.
In season 3. There was a very weird We Love America challenge where they're all tasked with saying how much they love America and support the troops, blah, 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 blah. It gave us iconic moments like Alexis Mateos.
Bam.
Bam. I have a freaking chorizo. Mm-hmm. These are all iconic moments. But what also happened in this episode is we had a bottom two of Carmen Carrera and Jada Sophia doing the Spanish version of Tony Basil's Hey Mickey, You're So Fine.
That's right.
And it gave us the show's first double Shantae. And this is, I'm going to say, the worst double Shantae in the history of the show.
But because Carmen made out with Johnny Weir.
You're right. It was weird. Jada wasn't good.
No, honey, it was Weir.
It was weird. Carmen is a pretty rough lip syncer. I was going to say horrible. But sometimes horrible. Sometimes she's horrible.
Okay, because like, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first and maybe only time where a lip sync song wasn't in English?
Yeah, maybe in the America series. Yeah. And it was all very produced.
Yes, because it felt like, what if a queen didn't speak English? Like, it was Carmen and Yada, like, okay. So it just felt very stunty to me.
Stunt as fuck. And also this episode, because they're both talking about their heritage in this episode. And I'm pretty sure Jada or Alexis is like, she's not enough. She's not, you know, Puerto Rican enough. She ain't Puerto Rican, is the narrative they're giving to Carmen Carrera. I know, messy. But which, I mean, is a conversation we would never have today because yikes.
I know. Well, let's put a pin on that because I do want to talk about
season three
in detail later, if you know what I mean.
I want to hear about that. My only thing I want to say about this and I want to hear about the double Shantae is it was a shitty double Shantae. They both weren't very good.
No.
They kept them both. And also, like, what a shame. The first double Shantae in the series should have been fucking fierce.
Iconic.
Should have been
the very first double Shantae?
I'll tell you what it is. Season one. Angina v. Bibi Zahara Bene.
Uh-huh.
To Stronger? I think they were Stronger.
I mean, but girl, that was the final lip sync.
No, it wasn't. No. Angina
v. That's right. Yeah.
When she was like, when RuPaul Angina. Said, this decision is too difficult. I have to excuse myself.
That's right. Her first that. Consulting the doctors.
That was the first time she consulted the doctors at that tiny ass season one yeah. judges table.
At that the Marriott lobby.
Girl, it was a card table. It was a pop-up Bacharach table. That
it was giving
been
bad
it.
Drag Race. Honestly, our show is honoring the first season of Drag Race.
100%. Even season two had some double Shantays for
That's
sure.
True. That's true.
Is there, what can I
well,
think of?
Well, honestly, that? I will say a good double, the a good first double Shante should have been Sonique v. Morgan McMichaels.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's a great one. That was a fantastic lip sync.
Because listen, without Sonique doing what she did in season two, we
Sonique
would not
Anika
have.
Anika.
We would not have Maya Mon LaPage, Queen
Period.
Of Flips.
Period. Period. No, Sonique's yeah. fierce. Yeah. So that is what else do you want to say about the identity of it all?
Well, I feel like that part is weird. I do think more. Gratingly is the obvious production manhandling that happened mm-hmm. with putting those two queens in the bottom two and making them sing that specific song. It felt very unfair in a weird way and sort yeah. of like random.
Yeah.
It just felt like a nothing lip sync to me.
It was weird. And it was like,
and
was
also, like, are you allowed to touch the judges like that anymore? I don't think you can.
No, of course not. You can't kiss someone without consent in a lip sync. Ooh. That's fucking Ooh. Crazy. Ooh. But she's so pretty.
But she's beautiful.
But she's beautiful. I love Kennedy. Wow. Okay, we're going to get back into this countdown. But first, silence, Oscar.
I didn't say anything.
I feel like taking a break.
Dump.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, bring back my break.
Why are you squirming like a chirping like a...
We're back, and we're on to the next number, Miss Ozma. Mm-hmm. Miss mm-hmm. Ozma, what's sitting at number 8 in the countdown of worst calls in Drag Race history?
Okay, I want to talk about yet another robbed queen who was unfairly eliminated for lip sync. I thought she kind of devoured on, and we going all the way to season 14 on this one.
Oh, it's a lot of bad
and
calls.
And speaking of Puerto Rican,
I know exactly what you're talking. Wow, this was also on my short list.
Carrie Colby, the Alyssa Hunter play, Jennifer Lopez lip sync. Listen.
Wow. Yeah,
I need to say this before y'all come for me.
No, this was correct.
I love Carrie Colby. I'm obsessed with Carrie Colby. Yeah. I saw Carrie Colby in person, and it's like she is so jaw-droppingly beautiful and funny and sort of like nerdy in a very
oh my god, she's such a
awesome
good host.
Way. She's incredible. I love her. I wanted to see more of Carrie Colby. But let's be real.
Let's call it like it is.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Let's call it. You want to clock the T and let's call it, little girl, little girl.
Yes. I've been doing this for over 30 years, little girl. Okay. And Alyssa Hunter ate Carrie Colby up, honey. The I want you to look back at that lip sync, the cuts that they make. I'm like, oh. Huh.
Yeah.
No, Alyssa Hunter did something cunty there, and she was being edited out.
I'll tell
you. They try to blame it on the dollar gun thing. Girl,
no.
With or without that malfunction, she still tore it up. You
agree.
Know? And to me, I was like, uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a stunt. This is the beginning of a long series of stunts.
There's that season.
Come on. Show some love for my Puerto Rican mama, Alyssa Hunter.
Alyssa Hunter. Again, she was the early out that they didn't realize everyone would live for.
Yes.
They thought we'd be okay with her going, but no, she deserved more time. That was fucked up.
To me, it's just like, well, I mean, fundamentally, the issue with lip syncs as being the determining factor to keep queens versus letting them go, it's like you have to talk about it as like a track record thing, as a culmination of points, and maybe Carrie Colby had higher points than Alyssa Hunter. But if it's solely on... Are you done? I know I heard you cough, but I just wanted to make sure you were done. Hacking a lung.
Sorry, I was just doing what I do every time you deliver a joke. I just kind of cough lightly.
Okay, you... You can choke. I
good morning.
Just think.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just think
right on the money. This was on my short list, Oscar.
If it's a lip sync, let's grade a lip sync by lip sync, and then you could see like true gags where a favorite queen goes home because she sadly could not deliver on a lip sync. You know?
Yes. Yes, girl.
Listen, everybody knows when they sign up to do Drag Race, you're going to lip sync eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You signed up for this. You already did this, girl. It's like, and if you're not a good lip syncer, listen, that's not a determinant. Like, that's not, that completely doesn't determine whether you're going to do well or bad on Drag Race, Trixie Mattel, All Stars 3. Did I lie?
Yeah, you're
It's just
right.
like, that's what the show is based on. So we should be giving queens who kill a lip sync
and
to keep going.
Sometimes there's a lip sync where the editors successfully do their job, where you're like, I guess, yeah, okay, yeah. But that one was, no ma'am. That was a
stunt.
There was no editing around that. Mm-hmm. No way. No way.
Mm-hmm.
No fucking way. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay.
The jig is up. The jig is up.
The jig is up, mommy. Okay. You ready for the next one, Miss Ma'am?
Okay. What's number 8, mama?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven is. Seven is. Okay. This is, speaking of All Stars 3, this is from All Stars 3.
Oh.
This is Aja getting put in the bottom during the disco ball challenge, not only because they're upset about which decade her hair is in, but more specifically because she pronounces a designer's name as Frances Jolie, and the editors double underline, italicize, bold that Rue corrects her and says it's Frances Jolie. Franchely, and for this crime, even though Aja looked amazing and helped BB with her outfit, she is in the bottom and considered a dumb bitch.
Isn't that crazy.
And goes home.
Being in the bottom for mispronouncing a designer?
Yes. It was a really, I mean, that season has a lot of craziness, but for some reason, this one stuck out to me.
To quote Detox, huh?
To quote Detox, I have had it officially.
Officially. Yeah. Okay. What do you think was the stump being? Why do you think Aja was really in the bottom?
They just liked the other girls so much more. Okay. They just liked the other girls more. Aja was the least favorite coming into All Stars 3. Mm-hmm. She was considered as being here way too early. They wanted her to agitate. They didn't want her to go further. They wanted Shangela to go further.
Not too much,
girl. But yeah, they knew who they wanted to go further. They clearly wanted Trixie to go further. It was just Aja's time. They were like, cause Aja was in the bottom with, I think, Shangela.
Shangela, yeah.
And they knew they weren't going to eliminate Shangela.
Mm-mm.
Maybe for her behavior on the set of We're Here, but not for her design challenge. They just knew the girls wouldn't eliminate her.
Well, we all know All Stars 3 was a season. I mean, while we're at it, let's talk a little bit of All Stars 3, because if we want to talk about bad calls.
Oh my God, chock full.
All Stars 3, honey. Because that's not on my list, because I'm like, you know, whatever. But
I'm with you. I don't want to talk about it. But
like that, girl. Just the format of All Stars 3 was so questionable.
So
what
weird.
Do you mean RuPaul's best friend's drag race all over? Like suddenly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the jury. Oh boy.
And we know these are drag queens. Okay, these are petty ass bitter Betties. Bitter acid Betties, okay?
Yeah.
They are going to make some bad calls. And them choosing Trixie and Kit. Oh, God. Ugh.
That was so weird. Don't get me started on. Every Drag Race fan knows that Kennedy won that lip sync. We don't have time for it on the list. Everyone knows.
You know.
And then they almost every challenge that season is judged so strangely.
So strangely. It is really the season that is, I think, the most heavy-handed in terms of production.
I think
really dictating what's going on in the show.
I think so.
Aja being in the bottom for that is, to me, egregious, because the ends do not justify the means.
No, she looked fantastic. She looked the best.
She was so good. Yes, absolutely.
She looked chic. She looked stunning. Everything looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, of course, the BB Zahada Benet of it all being like, helped BB, and BB didn't say a goddamn thing. It's just perfect. And then BB wouldn't even let her talk during that deliberation.
Oh,
it was
God.
A gag, and it was very, gag. it was a bad call. And Aja Gaggy. Goes home.
Ah, oh, sorry, Aja.
Sorry, mommy. Aja.
Sorry, but you are a fierce queen. We know that.
We love her.
And the world knows that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's number six, Miss Oscar?
Okay, number
and
six.
Worst calls.
In worst calls, I'm going to say just in general. Let's talk about a whole entire season, honey.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And let's take it all the way to All Stars 1.
Wow.
And that is just going to be my bad call.
Stop.
All Stars 1.
That's so funny. You're crazy and very correct.
The whole damn thing. What do you mean they're in pairs?
You two.
What do you mean it's so rushed? What do you, like, what do you mean, All Stars 1? Like,
what do you mean our challenge is walking on the street and doing pranks? What do you mean our challenge is popping out of a hole in the wall?
What do you mean this convoluted lip sync for your life format where you press a button and then the other what do you mean?
What do you mean I have to go taste a burger at Hamburger Mary's and give a compelling speech? What do you mean, Chanel, doing a black scent for your finale stand-up? What do you mean?
What do you mean you're a man, you're a black woman trapped in a man's body?
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean, top three? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Superhero challenge worked, though.
It was, and a good lip sync. But that's it. That's that, the only thing that saves that iconic. Whole damn season. Because
the Robin lip sync.
I mean, the whole... girl, am I wrong? Am I crazy? All-Stars 1. What? This is your debut to bring out the fiercest queens of the franchise so far.
They brought 12 of them.
And you have them. You have
them. They brought 11 of them. They brought 11 of them.
That's true. They bring, yeah. Yes. I could not believe it.
I could not.
And then all of a sudden you make them work together and then they both get eliminated. Felt so.
It was rough.
Obviously they didn't have, they just wanted some space to be padded before the next season premiered. It just obviously felt like such an afterthought. And I mean, I don't know if there's anyone in this planet who claims that All Stars 1 is their favorite season of Drag Race. I would love to hear if anyone listening to Drag Her can claim that All Stars 1 is their favorite season all time of the entire franchise. I'll give you my nudes. I mean, I Mono will give you his nudes. You have to prove it, though. You have to prove it. And it was such a, I mean, right?
So
wasn't
weird.
All Stars 1 just a big old question
mark? It's weird. Remember when Katie Z doesn't want to be put in drag makeup? So, like, they don't put makeup on her.
That's right.
And then Jujubee and Raven fall in the bottom because this cis girl doesn't like makeup on her face and, like, who doesn't want to look, I don't want to look like a drag queen. Ew, I don't look like one of you. Ew. That really bothers me to this day. that was crazy. You're right. It's a fucking crazy season. We know it was a budget issue, but it did give birth to the best season of Drag Race ever. All Stars 2.
Okay. I was going to say All Stars 1. That's right. Yes. Without All Stars 1, we would not have the All Stars franchise, and All Stars 2 to this day, still to this day,
yes,
continues to be my favorite season of any TV show ever.
It's the best season of reality TV, period.
I agree. I fully agree.
It's
look
perfect.
At us agreeing finally.
Oh my God.
Okay,
oh my
sister.
God.
Sister.
Did you have any season 16 thoughts on the finale while you're here?
I loved it because I was expecting Safira to take the whole thing. And when she won Miss Congeniality, I said, oh, wait a second.
See, I thought she was in a, yeah. Yep. It was wild.
I will say Nymphia Wind did say that lip sync. And she
fully did.
I think Safira won the first half of that show. And Nymphia won the second half of that show.
I think Nymphia won the finale.
Yes.
Is what I would say. She won the finale. And I just think Safira, again, the show punishes you when it's just too expected.
I will say, I'm talking about the first half of the finale. I think Safira won the first half where they have those numbers. I think Safira's number was the best one by far. Safira, like, completely demolished the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the final lip sync for your life, Nymphia won that.
Yeah.
And I loved Nymphia. Nymphia was my favorite to win from day one, but I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if her banana bit is going to give her the crown necessarily. And it turned out, it worked.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking fierce. And I'm double underline happy she's the winner.
Yes. I love it.
I'm also,
you know, low key justice for Safira. I want her to come back.
I do want justice for her.
She just like works so hard. Like you could see the amount of work.
She did better at the show. She just did.
Absolutely.
She just did.
And the way she carried herself, it's like, oh my God, like you are.
The show is shocking.
You are a professional. You are like.
Sometimes someone wins the finale and that's all that matters.
And you know, I honestly, based on what we've been talking about today, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, yes, why not? If it's a lip sync for the crown, give the better lip syncer the crown. And they did. So I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready for number 5?
Go ahead, girl. Act the fool.
Act the fool. Okay.
God, I have a feeling you're going to say something that's on my list already.
I don't know. Okay. I'm going to talk about season 4.
Okay.
This is hard because there's so many good ones, but this one involves one Fifi O'Hara, who...
Go on.
Who, in the politics challenge, calls her competitors the help.
Honey.
Makes many problematic, unfunny jokes. Calls them the help. Says, I was just doing Tina Fey. I was just doing Tina Fey. Everyone relax. And is saved. Is not even in the bottom two. For not only being the worst by being unfunny, but also being problematic and racist.
Yep.
She looks insane. She's painted like a terracotta tile.
Oh.
She looks insane. Yeah. And she's saved from the bottom two. And instead, they say Dita and Latrice, you two lip sync. The people who have just been racially profiled.
Absolutely.
You two lip sync.
You know, what? Just like, girl, that's also on my list. I didn't talk about Fifi, but I did talk about Dita and Latrice being in the bottom two for that specific episode.
Wow.
I said, honey, really? You're going to put the queens of color in the bottom two after being microaggressed in such an aggressive fashion, honey?
Yes. Yes.
No, no. Also, I mean, Fifi should never be doing comedy. You know, I think she was trying really hard to be funny, and it just didn't come across that way.
No,
as
ma'am.
As soon as she says help, I was like, oh no. Oh, this is tough. Oh,
this was rough. And
I mean,
again,
did it lead us to an iconic lip sync? Yes, it was an iconic lip sync. But
it was a great lip sync. Because this was another Use My Imagination. What was this song?
Yes, yeah, Gladys Nice and the Pips. Gotta Use My Imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Got to
use my
imagination. Incredible.
Incredible.
But yes, let's just say it was not a good look, you know?
Yeah,
for the producers to allow that
rough look
buffoonery to happen on their show.
It was goonery.
Do you think people notice that? Or do you think it's just us who are POC and are, you know, just in tune with that sort of stuff?
Well, it's also problematic. I think either way people noticed. Well, if nothing else, people were like, but she was the worst. This is a Rebecca Glasscock moment. She was the worst, and we're aggravating the girls. That's the tea. But it is very scary that the producers are probably like, well, Gladys Knight, we should probably have these queens of color do it, huh? Which is problematic.
Like, okay, that is an issue, because I feel like that's true, not just for season four, but a lot of seasons.
That happens a lot.
You know, where they're like matching queens to the song, and it's like, that is icky.
That is icky. Like when
we want to leave it to chance, ideally, but
right when they perfectly match Dawn to the body lip sync by Megan Thee Stallion, when they were like, Dawn will do this so good. That was rough.
It was weird because it's like, okay, clearly, obviously, Morphine has done that lip sync before. Obviously, you could tell she's done it before. She's no stranger to it.
Yes,
and Dawn didn't have a chance. I mean, we found out that Dawn had no chance ever for any lip sync because Mama's a good look queen, but...
Well, Dawn ate that. And by ate that, I mean ate the curb, because she just got...
She ate dust, Mama. That's what you meant to say.
She got curb stomped.
by Morphine's BBL, honey. But, you know, another example of that is, you know, rest in peace, Chi-Chi versus Storgies.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, clearly she's performed that song before. Clearly it was just a stunt to keep Chi-Chi, which I love it, obviously. But you 100%. Know, Storgie was like, what? I'm chopped liver. And even at the end of the lip sync, she was like, okay, we all know I'm going home. Here it is. Here's the winner of the lip sync.
In All Stars 3, I think they pair up BB with the Donna Summers song.
Yes.
And that's also like
the boss. Yeah.
Duh. It's a duh moment. It's like, okay.
It just feels a little too heavy handed in the production side of stuff, where we're clearly steering the car to a certain destination, if you know what I mean.
T.
You know, and you're right. That was a little suspicious, you know,
choices. Okay. We're going to reveal the top four, but first.
ow.
Sorry, I just had to. We have to take a break.
That was my pussy.
Oh.
Hey, Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Work that pussy, work that pussy, work that pussy. Bring back my break.
How we doing, Miss Oscar? You ready to tell us what number four
okay,
is?
Okay, number
on the
four.
Worst calls of Drag Race history.
Yes. Number four is a personal. It's getting personal. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Because
oh,
this
shit.
Is my oh, bone shit. To pick with the entire franchise.
Oh my God. Okay.
There's been, we've talked about this before. There's been many queens that have been done dirty by production, but okay. I just want to give a spotlight to one queen in particular who was really dragged through the mud.
Oh my God.
On her franchise. And I would say insanely unfairly so that it still has left me bristling with bitterness.
Okay.
And at number four, I'm going to have to put # justice for Max.
Oh my God.
Season seven.
This.
Max. Okay.
I actually agree. I agree.
Listen, say what you will about Max. I'm sorry. No. Fuck you. I'm worried about me. I'm going to worry about Max because Max was a fierce contender
fuck
on
you,
her season.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I've been worried about Max.
I think Max was done the dirtiest of
what challenge was this when she was singing on the floor? What was the challenge?
Snatch game. Which, granted,
not very
absolutely
good.
Deserve to be in the bottom two. Absolutely deserve to be in the bottom two. However, we all know the girlies who really girl mm-hmm. know that it was she was a victim to editing in that moment, right?
Yes.
Because we do know
and
that.
And so I quite like that whole singing was bullshit, mm-hmm. we know.
Right. And it was just, it was a prompt from RuPaul to sing a number.
Oop.
And she did, and it was cut and pasted to make it seem like Max was what? Crazy, which I hated. I really hated. I hated it so much because before Snatch Game, Max has won a bunch of challenges, was a really good sister to Jaden. All right, mm-hmm. let's not forget Shakespeare, the tragedy that was mm-hmm. Shakespeare. And just all around a strong contender. Now, people didn't like her affectation, which,
sure.
what?
Sure.
She was a character, honey. Like,
sure.
That's a character choice, you know? And they didn't like how pretty she was. Like, okay, what? Like, mm-hmm. so what? So what?
Mm-hmm.
I think she was done the dirtiest. And I just want to give Max her flowers and say, baby, I see you. I feel you. I respect you. You are loved here.
She's fierce.
She's
her
fierce.
Looks are great.
And I don't think she does drag anymore.
That's a shame.
I don't know if Max does it drag anymore. And, you know, I feel like it's Drag Race's fault. I'm going to say it.
Her looks were interesting. Her color palettes were fascinating. She was doing something fun and funky.
Yes.
She didn't care for the vulgarity and sexuality all these girls were talking about.
Right.
But I really will say... I think this is a good one. This is
I
Max
just, yes.
mistreatment. Yeah, mistreatment.
I think... Because I also think Max is, and let's just say Max is an avatar of all the queens that were giving one note. And it's always the same kind of queen. It's always like the artsy alt queen that gets one note. They take the note and then they immediately mm-hmm. go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like Milk in season six. Say what you will about Milk in All Stars 3, but season six Milk was iconic.
Season six Milk was fresh and then she turned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Expiration
sour,
date.
Honey. Sour. And it's that same thing. Max, to me, serves as the avatar of like, oh, we want to see you in different colored wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we see it. We don't like it. Goodbye. You go home. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, God, the tragedy. And, you know, to talk about season 16, I thought Nymphia was going to get the same treatment. I thought the judges were going to say, no more banana. She gave mm-hmm. us a not banana look and then go home. And I'm glad that that didn't happen. So I guess we're learning from our mistakes. But to me, Max was done dirty. Max is all the girls that were sort of alt, sort of weird. And then as soon as they got one note, they were disposed of, like yesterday's leftovers. And mm-hmm. I don't appreciate that. I think that's a bad call.
It was a bad call.
I think Max should have made it to the finals or further than she made it.
Sure. I mean, did you agree, though, that Jaden Dior Fierce won that lip sync against her? Because mm-hmm. that was you want to talk about bad matches. That song was not a good match for
I
Max. Was,
but I mean, gun, stunts were pulled.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That is one of the weirdest songs in Drag Race, lip sync history. Like,
what? Okay.
Yeah. Doop, doo 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 doo. Such a weird song.
But you know, Max didn't embarrass her. I thought Max kept up. I thought Max
No, Max kept up, but it was a hard song for Max to give Max.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. That's a good one.
Okay, mama. This is it.
Number three. I'm scared.
This is it. These are the big ones.
I know number three. I'm trying to figure out which I'm putting at number three and which I'm putting at number one.
Okay.
And I'm scared that if I put something at number one, it'll make people so angry. So I'm deciding. I mean, I think people will be angry either way. That's just
I think you could say this right now. These are the top 10 bad calls in Drag Race history in no particular order.
But I like order.
Oh. I mean, we did do a music video podcast where we ranked 100.
We do
like rankings.
Okay, we like ranking. I'm just picking. I don't care. And y'all gonna hate me. You can
come
hate me
what
now.
May, let them say it. As long as they throw all their anger at Mono and not me, I am okay with it.
Okay. Here it is.
And let's not forget, hashtag cancel Mono is very much
cancel
alive.
Cancel me. I don't care. This one is also from season 7.
Damn.
And this one is the crowning of Violet Tchotchke.
Girl, that was in my honorable mentions, honey.
I'm sorry, but it's making the list. This Violet Tchotchke, and let's clock that T. Violet Tchotchke is an amazing queen.
Absolutely. The legacy that Violet has created for herself. Correct.
Her legacy is gorgeous. Her fashion, her mm-hmm. looks, her performance. She's gagged me to the bone.
She's also funny.
I've seen her do aerial stunts, loops, hoops, and all mm-hmm. that, and all those.
And fruits. Yeah.
Thank you. I followed my nose to her gaggy drag performance and I had a good time. In season 7, though.
Okay, hold on. At the count of three, let us say who is the rightful winner of season 7.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Katya.
Ginger Minge.
No, I said Katya for laughs. Ginger Minge absolutely should have
Girl,
won.
Girl, be serious. This is not a funny
Ginger
podcast.
Minge,
this is a serious podcast.
You thought I was going to say Pearl? You thought I was going to say fucking Pearl? Ginger Minge.
Yeah, honestly, yes.
And also, it put such a bad taste in it because that was their chance to have a proper big girl winner.
Yes, absolutely.
Ginger won challenges, was funny.
Had the best track record.
She absolutely had the best track record. Were her looks not very good? No, sometimes they were pretty bad. But so what? That was your big girl winner and they like ruined a chance to have a proper big girl winner. And mm-hmm. we didn't get a big girl winner until Lawrence Cheney, which was also a weird crowning.
I mean, that's a UK.
I know. We've never had...
Are there any big girl winners in the US season?
None.
Damn.
That's crazy.
In the year of our Lord 2024?
I know. It was... And it was just such a weird lead up. Also, it was weird because in the edit, Violet Tchotchke was not the mm-hmm. winner. It was a villain win, kind of like Tyra. Yes. It was weird. And she was just really bad at the show. Violet hated the show.
Yes, you're right. She hated Michelle Visage. Let's be real about that. Okay, so like the thing that I'll say about season 7, I totally agree with you. This was on my list. Another thing that was on my list was I wrote down seasons having way too many comedy challenge for a fashion heavy season 7. And period. I think that is the issue. That is ultimately the issue, because I think season 7 was curated for Ginger Minj to win. There were so many comedy challenges where Ginger just fully devoured the other dolls.
Yes.
And then to have Violet Chachki come on top at the end of it felt so bizarre to me, because you're creating a season where you're clearly leading towards one type of winner, where it's either Ginger Minj or Katya, who was also incredibly funny and did really well on the show. And then you honor, suddenly out of nowhere, Pearl and Violet Chachki, who are just, who are look queens, who weren't necessarily the funniest, but had,
oh my God,
quote unquote,
Pearl
growth, to me felt so bizarre. And then it solidified the fear that I've had, which is RuPaul loves skinny white bitches.
Period.
You know,
period.
And that was the most, that's when we saw the stunt being pulled in a very obvious way, that that RuPaul, no matter how well the dolls do, will always love a Violet Chachki, will always love a Crystal Versace, you know?
Oh,
not to say that they're bad, they're great, but if you look at the track record, facts are facts, America.
Facts are facts, America. There have been a number of times where the prettiest, skinniest girl has won, despite the fact that she's not very good at the show. And that's her prerogative. It's her show. And because RuPaul judges, she likes glamazons. She just
likes glamazons, right.
She likes top models. She likes it.
And that's fine.
That's fine. It's your show.
But then cater your season accordingly.
It's
Don't
weird.
Have so many comedy challenges where bitches can't act to save their lives. No wonder it was a dumpster fire. They were all mannequins.
Yes.
You can't ask them to be funny.
Girl, unless you want a waxwork situation, and then you're just asking for being haunted, you know? Deep cut. Okay, that's number three. I can't wait to draw your ire.
That was a good number three, by the way.
Thanks, I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
What's number,
really number
two, Miss Mommy?
Okay, number two, we're taking the pin off of this one because we faintly discussed this earlier, and now I really want to say this is one of the worst calls, and it's just a product of the time. I'm going to put at number two all the questionable microaggressions that happened in season three.
Whoa.
Okay. And there were tons of them. Yes.
A lot.
I mean, the amount of fat phobic shit that was said about Delta Work, about Stacy, about poor little Stacy. I felt so bad. The Heathers versus the Boogers. I will even extend this by, you know, Raja, who is an incredible winner. But Mama, some of these looks on the runway.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Dare I say the headdress, Native American look,
the
appropriation of some of these African looks. Gulp.
Don't forget when Alexis Mateo is walking down. Alexis Mateo always had a Spanish coded joke when she was on the runway. I remember one specifically was her walking on the runway, and she's just looking gorgeous and stunning. But RuPaul says, "El modeling school del Barbizono."
I mean that too.
Always like coded. Que Bella is even an upgrade from this, because it would always be like she would walk down the runway and it'd be like, ooh, spicy.
Yeah, Latina, get it?
Yeah.
Caliente, get it? I mean, honey, the list goes on and on with the microaggressions happening. The Manila Luzon conversation.
Oh my God, she can't be blonde. She can't be blonde. She couldn't be. She's Asian. Whoa.
Can Manila say stuff like that?
Yeah. Whoa.
I put pee pee in your Coke.
Wild.
Didn't Delta Work say that? Something insane like that.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it is a blemish in a very good season, but just an awful, awful blemish on where we were, we were thinking, what we were doing back at that age. Girl, it's a timepiece.
Like,
And ooh, it's not a good look.
In Untucked, she says something like Chinese, look at these.
Yes,
so on and
yes,
so
that's
forth.
What I'm saying. Yes.
I don't know what that is, whatever that
it
is.
It was about Manila Luzon because she did like an Asian reporter voice. And they were like, can she say that? Meanwhile, they were so rude and racist to the other queens.
Wild.
It was driving me crazy. It was driving me insane.
Wild. It's a wild fucking season.
And then,
season.
You know, even brown on brown attack, the fact that Carmen Carrera wasn't Puerto Rican and like what?
Also, you are on the money. I just remembered one of the episodes of season 3 is titled Totally Leotarded. That is the name of an episode of television.
Come on now.
And that's when Susan Powder is screaming at these girls of size like, ugh, you couldn't possibly like being fat, huh? You hate it, right?
And they rewarded queens who like were eating chicken while
ex- oh it's my like, God.
Oh no. Oh no.
Diva.
You know, it's an ugly time.
It's an ugly time.
And the choices were made and
choices.
Gulp. We loved it. We didn't. I mean, personally speaking, I didn't even blink an eye. I was fully like, okay, fully digesting all that garbage. Now looking back, you know, I cringe a little. So for me, that is number two in bad calls. All of the microaggressions in season 3, honey.
TTT.
Mm-hmm.
Are
okay,
you ready?
Now.
For number one.
Mama, this is iconic. This is the worst
bad call
in all of the franchise.
Let's hear about this.
Okay.
The number one worst call in the history of the show is from All Stars 2. When one detox cunt is given the choice of who to send home. In a makeover challenge, when Roxy Andrews has been in the bottom for 7 episodes.
Oops.
And we have the opportunity for Alyssa Edwards to be in the top 4, rightfully.
Yes.
On the anniversary of her mother's death, hugging her sister, looking gorgeous.
Stunning.
She sends home Alyssa Edwards and keeps Roxy Andrews. This, my friends, is... And we would have had a Read You, Wrote You... with Alyssa Edwards instead of Roxy Andrews, which, you know, pro con there.
I was going to say, yeah.
Pro con.
That is legendary. I'm not going to lie.
But I stand by this choice.
Okay, why is that the worst call?
It was the worst call because we knew Roxy Andrews was not going to win the season. It was immaterial for her to be there.
Right.
It was immaterial and it didn't matter if she was there. I love Roxy Andrews. I think she's gorgeous. You can't come back for the dolls.
Back again, honey.
You can't come for the dolls. I agree. I'm excited to see her again. But at that time, Alyssa Edwards just came back from the biggest one, maybe the biggest win in Drag Race history.
Absolutely.
Slaying the dragon that is Fifi O'Hara.
Absolutely.
I mean, that
in the most
win,
iconic way, too. It's
iconic.
Tatiana and
iconic.
Alyssa Edwards looking like a mirror image of each other.
Yes.
In a palette swap.
That episode is the best episode.
Eviscerating Fifi. I mean, it's
Revenge
cinematic.
Of the Queens.
It's
yes.
cinematic.
That is the best episode of Drag Race ever.
Yes, agreed.
We have gagged Fifi. We have Fifi being unfunny, doing a problematic character.
And then getting her just desserts and leaving in that hideous, ugly-ass drag.
Nope. It's fine.
Jump in a car.
There's always time to make mistakes and go forward. It is iconic. And Alyssa was, I don't know if Alyssa would have won. I don't know. It doesn't matter really.
No,
but
it was Alaska's to lose.
Oh yeah. I really would have liked to
But you're
seen,
right. We would have, we were robbed of a Reach Rochu for Alyssa Edwards.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're totally
it's
right. And I think it is number one because we came from such high highs.
Yes, we fell so hard in that season.
We fell so hard. Wasn't that also the episode where Alaska did bad?
Yes, that was also the episode where Alaska did poorly.
So, I mean, it goes twofold, too, because you could have also made very interesting television by eliminating your biggest competition.
That would have
Alaska.
Also That would have also been upsetting and gaggy. But at that point, Roxy was ready to go. Unfortunately, yes. It was similar to Chi-Chi in All Stars 3,
yeah.
Who was like, girl, just let me go. I love you all. No tea. She was saying, no tea. God has a plan for me.
Yeah.
And still kept her.
Yeah, and still kept her. And that, I think, is a sort of symptom of a bigger issue, which is the unbalance of season in All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was the Relaska Talks season. Interesting season, great cast. But all these All-Stars are season heavy, you start seeing a lot of the pack mentality take place. And I would love it, producers of World of Wonder, if you're listening to me, I would love it if we had an All-Stars that was just the battle of the seasons.
Ooh.
Where you bring one queen per season
love.
And have them duke it out. The fact that hasn't been made is wild to me. It is so easy to just pick one queen for every season and then just have them fight.
I love that. Do you think it'd be fun if it was like two queens from a season and then they're like a team?
What? No,
and then
no,
like, and
team.
Then
no, I'm
two
triggered,
people
honey.
Go home and
no.
then,
no.
then there's
ah!
like, and then there's like a siren you can hit for some
so
reason.
So you were the head producer for All Stars 1.
I have to send myself nudes.
He's so dumb. But yes, that's a good call. I love it. I think that is right. Yes. The fact that Roxy was able to be dragged to the finale.
Why? Well, that's our list. Tell us what you agree or disagree with. We're going to hit you with some now rapid fire honorable mentions in bad calls in Drag Race history.
Okay, let's hear them.
So hit me, slap them. You want me to go first or you?
We'll take turns.
Okay.
You start.
Georges winning the design challenge.
Oh, that was literally? You bitch. Okay.
Is that
Dita Ritz not being on All Stars or even a lip sync assassin. How
Girl,
dare you?
How very dare you? Derek Barry going home first on All Stars 5 when she was what was about to be fun about the season.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
What
I didn't
the
think
fuck?
About that. I didn't think about that.
What the fuck?
Not eliminating both Nina West and Silky for the No Scrubs lip sync.
Period. That's such a good one. She literally said, meh.
I mean, what? Clearly Silky, they wanted her in the finale, but...
Sure.
A double sachet away at the penultimate episode?
Yeah. Awful.
Iconic. It would have been iconic.
That would have been fantastic. I'm like, guess what? You're the top three. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Raja wins. She done already done had hers is, even though Evie oddly flattened her in the lip sync in All Star 7. We love Raja, but
it was giving
really
consolation
girl.
Prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was giving consolation.
Period.
T.S. Madison not being a full judge on Drag Race.
I love that.
Make her a permanent judge already.
Come on. Tina Burner and Rosé are safe from the makeover challenge, even though they both look like dolls who have been punched in the face. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? They look like shit. They look like dog shit dragged through the mud. They looked awful. And then they said, no, we're going to put Denali on the bottom. Denali, you go home.
That was a stunt. That was a stunt because we all know who should have gone home that episode.
Period.
Tina. Miss Tina Burner.
Miss Tina.
Miss Tina. I'm going to say something that was from this season.
Please. There's a bunch.
Plasma not winning the three-way lip sync in that Lollapalooza and giving it to Maemon LePage instead, where we all know. I think Plasma should have won that lip sync.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, because Maemon LePage is not a good lip syncer.
She's a great gymnast.
She's a great gymnast. Beautiful gymnast, beautiful leotards.
Pretty gowns.
Gorgeous leotards. Bosco getting the gold bar. Why? Who cares?
Can we just put the gold bar?
Yeah, the gold
stunt.
Bar. Sorry, it's the gold
chocolate,
bar.
Chocolate bar, like.
Yep. Any others? I have three more.
having a toxic ass straight man be uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
In season 6 makeover challenge.
Whoa, that was wild. Jocelyn Fox's makeover person.
That part. That's why the wow. episode, we can't see the episode anymore.
What?
Girl, you cannot see that episode anymore.
You mean I can't watch it? Or it's you can't find it?
It's not, he like sued them.
What?
So now it's not, if you look at Amazon or like any episode.
You're kidding.
That episode is no longer.
You're kidding.
Because you know the whole story, right?
Yeah, like he cheated on this woman.
Yeah. And he sued World of Wonder for like defamation of character or something like that. And so they have taken the episode down. It does not exist.
What? I think I own it on iTunes though. I wonder if I still have it.
Oh, you might still have it. Actually, can you check real quick?
Yeah, actually. Okay. And then while I check, I'll say Marina Summers being knocked out. It is historically crazy.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Listen, if we want to talk about, if we're crossing the waters to international territory, because I thought it was only the U.S. territory. Let's just say UK versus the world, both seasons.
Wow. T.
Honey.
T.
Stunts.
And then I'm going to also add Layla McQueen being in the bottom and Robbie Turner being safe for her weird puffy dress. Remember that weird puffy dog dookie dress?
Absolutely. That disgusting, ugly dress.
Yeah. Okay. I still have the episode on iTunes.
Okay. So if you have it on iTunes, yes, but you can't really find it anywhere.
You can't stream it. That sucks. That sucks. Okay. Any others?
That's all I have. I'm sure there's a thousand more.
Please comment below and follow us at Dragger Podcast and like tell us which ones we forgot about, because of course we forgot about some. I almost put this on the list, but it's not on the list. I almost put Kylie Sonique Love winning the American Rue Horror Story.
Oh my God, yes.
Now, that was a stunt. However, we did get her doing dirty, so which was what the producers wanted and, frankly, what America wanted.
Yes, that's true. We love that.
And come watch Bad Drag Race May 18th. It's going to be a gag. Come see it in person.
10:30 p.m. The Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California. And if you don't live in California or Los Angeles, don't worry. We are going to stream it.
Girl, for the first time ever in Bad Drag Race history, we're breaking all the rules.
So if you're listening to this podcast and being like, these bitches do drag, they got a lot of shit to say for queens who do drag. Watch us fail miserably.
And watch us be the ugliest bitches on that stage judging prettier
more talented drag.
It's fun.
we are the ugliest people on that stage,
period. And we wouldn't have it any other way. If you like Dragger Podcast, give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts. We'll read them on the pod because they feed us, they sustain us, and they help get our drag podcast to more people. Like this one I'm about to pull up. Oh, this one's good. Okay, let me see. I'm avoiding the ones that are just really rough.
Oh. Like bad?
Yeah, of course.
Look, guys, y'all, be nicer.
You can be a little nicer. I mean, I'm not going to read ones that are just like, I don't like this person. It's like, that's not really a critique, y'all. That's not a critique.
I know. Tell us why you don't like that person.
Yes. Here's one I don't think I've read. 5 stars. Love the show. But what's up with... Okay, here we go. What's up with the last guest on the finale episode? Oh. Do they even like Drag Race? They stated they never watched the seasons. They fast-forwarded through the episode, etc. It was such a bummer for the finale episode. I'm sorry. Oh. You even commented on the bored crowd during the finale, and the guest felt like that crowd. Maybe have another fan on next time. Oscar is amazing. So there you go. That's a nice thing.
You know, they do have a point. Oscar. I'm on their side.
Oscar, do not indulge in bad behavior.
I'm on their side. And you know, if you have anything nice to say about me and something bad to say about another guest, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Oscar.
But I'm on their side.
You don't realize I'm on team hashtag them. Well, we do love Oscar. So follow Oscar at Ozzymo, links below, and watch all his dropout shows and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Okay. We love you. Until next time, my dears, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.